بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب السلام على الصبيان. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أنه مر على صبيان فسلم عليهم وقال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعله. These are amongst the ahadith that are the terminating ahadith pertaining to the chapter, quite a lengthy chapter on the importance of salam. In this hadith, the narrator is Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who, as we are aware, had the laqab or title Khadim Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having spent the 10 years of Madinah Munawwara in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a young boy from the age of 10. So once Anas bin Malik, we find many ahadith like this are narrated by Anas bin Malik. He would do something, say something or practice on something, and then he would allude that this practice, I had gleaned it from the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba, we find that generally they were like, if you want to put it in simple terms, like a sponge, constantly trying to imbibe within themselves whatever they observed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing. So Anas says, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he passed by a group of children. Obviously these children were possibly engaged in playing or some sort of amusement. He didn't wait for them to make salam, but he made salam to them. فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And then he said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَفْعَلُهُ. He says, this was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when it comes to making salam to little children, first and foremost, if you are elderly, older, generally you would expect the children to make salam to you first. You would not be the one who initiates the salam. Yet we see, or we find from this, first of all, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Hijrah to Madina Munawwara, his age was 53. Anas says that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pass by children, he would make salam to them first. So we are talking of somebody over 53 years of age and coming into contact with little children. So first, one of the important usul and principles of salam, the Shariat strongly encourages us, is don't wait for the next person to make salam to you. You must be the one who initiates the salam. Al-Badiu bil-salam bariya min al-kibr. This is a way of breaking down a person's arrogance or him looking down upon somebody. Particularly you walk into your business, your staff, somebody who is in your employ, you walk into your home, your servants. Don't wait for them to make salam. Today, unfortunately, some people, the pride and the ghurur and the ghaman of wealth, they want their servants to salute them. They want them to be greeted. They want them to greet them first. Leave servants, even little children. Rasulullah would not wait for them to greet. He would make the salam first. So this is something that breaks down the arrogance and pride in a person. It inculcates humility. It is of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Anas radiallahu anhu says, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yafaluhu." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would do this. And when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Laqad kana lakum fi Rasulillahi uswatun hasana." Allah says, "Without a doubt for you in the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most beautiful example." Uswa, in other words, Qudwa. He is your imam, role model. He is your guide. Also, ulama mentioned the benefits of making salam, initiating salam with children. As we mentioned, one or two already, it was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was his practice. It breaks down pride. And anyone who, this is usul, principle, Allah's sunnat, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, no one humbles himself for Allah's sake except that Allah elevates and honors such a person. Also, like I said, the benefit which ulama mentioned is that this practically teaches children the importance of salam. There are many things in our lives, many practices we do that are gleaned from what we observed our elders and particularly our parents doing. For example, today you see some youngsters, when it comes to making khidmat, if it's an elderly person, they won't wait, they'll rush forward to try and assist that person. More often than not, they saw their fathers doing this, or they saw their elders doing it. So this is something that is very important. Today, unfortunately, is another topic, we're not going to go into that, but we notice from a very, very young age, sometimes even 2.5, 3 years of age, we are sending our little children to some type of school. What we don't realize is the real valuable jewels and lessons in life these children will get from what we call sohbah, from the company of their parents, the mother and the father. Muru awladakum bis salah wa hum abna'u sab'i sinin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, command your children with salah when they are 7 years of age. Now if you look at that hadith, command your children, does it mean just command? No. It means practically inculcate yourself salah in the life of that child from the age of 7. In other words, sohba, the company. What we do automatically will rub off on our children. So if you want to teach them the importance of salam, make salam first. If they see you making salam, then automatically this is something that will teach them the importance of salam. Also, it teaches them adab. Adab is something, etiquette is something that you cannot overstate the importance of it. Ulama say the whole of deen is adab, etiquette, respect. So when we make salam like this, it inculcates naturally the importance of adab and respect in those children. Obviously, there is one prohibition which ulama mentioned. Unfortunately, nafs, shaitan, temptation is always there. Shahwat, desire for a young child. Sometimes we see, if we have to read what goes on, sometimes even in religious institutes. So we have to take precaution. If there is fear of any fitna, etc., it's an extremely young boy, etc., there obviously salam won't take place. But in other instances, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaf'aluhu. Babu salami rajul ala zawjatihi wal mar'ati min maharimihi wa ala ajnib nabiyya wa ajnabiyyat la yakhafu alfitna bihinna wa salamuhunna bihadha ash-shab. This is an important chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought when it comes to this aspect of salam. Shariat strongly inculcates, invokes upon us the importance of reviving this great sunnah, that is of practicing salam. Now what about when you come into contact with women, particularly women that are, obviously we passed the chapter, when it comes to the women of your household, their shariat strongly advocates, enter the house with salam, leave the house with salam. Now, when it comes to strange women, what we call those that are not from our maharim, in other words, nikah with such women are permissible, or is permissible. What is the ruling with regards to salam? Today, if you see, particularly in the commercial world, this greeting of women who are not from your maharim, greeting them, and even sometimes it goes to the point of shaking hands with them. لَأَيْ يُطْعَنَا فِي رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَنْ يَمُسَّ إِمْرَاتٍ لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. Hadith of Tirmizi Sharif, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when it comes to shaking hands, or which is part of greeting, obviously is not the topic we are discussing, but pertaining to it, this issue of shaking hands with those who are not from your maharim, greeting them, etc. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is better that a nail be taken and hammered into your head. And yutana, this is a graphic description that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving. And for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give such a graphic description, we can gauge from that the extreme extent to which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam greatly disliked this practice. He said, it is better for you that a nail be taken and hammered into your head than you touching that which Allah has not made halal for you. Min an yamussa imra'atin la tahillu lahu. So there is no question of shaking hands with ghayr maharim. Making salam to them, greeting them, etc. There also, Sharia strongly prohibits such a practice. In any case, the chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, Babu Salamir Rajul ala Zawjatihi, the chapter which deals with salam to one's wife. Wal mar'a min maharimihi, a woman who is from amongst his maharim. In other words, a woman with whom nikah is not permissible. Mother, aunt, etc. Or ala ajnabiya, salam to a strange woman. Wa ajnabiyat, or a group of strange women. Or such ajnabiya, in other words, such women which are not from your mahram. In other words, you can get married to them. But la yakhafu al-fitna bihinna, there is no fear of fitna. For example, a very, very elderly woman. Somebody is in advanced age, obviously there is no question of fitna. Even if she is not from your mahrim, they wasalamuhunna bihada shab. They, with this condition that there is no fear of fitna, Shariat advocates even salam with them. وَأَنْ سَهْلِ بْنِ سَعْدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ كَانَتْ فِينَا إِمْرَأَةٌ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ كَانَتْ لَنَا عَجُوزٌ تَأْخُذُ مِنْ أُصُولِ السِّلْقِ فَتَطْرَحُهُ فِي الْقِدْرِ وَتُكَرْكِرُ حَبَّاتٍ مِنْ شَعِيرٍ فَإِذَا صَلَّيْنَا الْجُمُعَةَ وَانْصَرَفْنَا نُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهَا فَتُقَدِّمُهُ إِلَيْنَا رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. We've run out of time, but I'll just briefly start the translation of this hadith. Sahal bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu is the narrator. He says that there was a woman amongst us. Kanat lana, kanat fihi imra. Now in a context like this, where a woman is referred to, automatically you understand that she is not from your maharim, not wife, not sister, etc. Kanat fina imra. There was a woman, in other words, a strange woman amongst us. So normally, association with such a woman, Shariat would advocate against it. In other words, we have to observe the laws of parda, of separation, etc. But this particular lady, Sahal bin Sa'd was referring to, it's mentioned in the riwayat, Kanat lana ajuz, she was an elderly woman. In other words, this Imam Nawawi rahimahullah is bringing, referring to لا يخاف الفتنة بهن. So there is no fear of fitna. What would she do? تأخذ من أصول السلك فتطرحه في القدر. She used to take some beetroots, which she would place into a pot with barley seeds, which she would grind. Now, when it comes to many, many ahadith wherein the diet or the food that Sahaba would consume is mentioned, a lot of times we find these things strange, we don't even understand it. The reason being, we have raised the level or standard of our lives. Simplicity, unfortunately, is a very rare, very valuable thing, but very rare in our lives. Generally, the food which Sahaba would consume was something that was very, very simple. Just to repeat this, like I said, sometimes it's hard to understand or to even refer to such things. Beetroot which was cooked with barley seeds which were grinded. In other words, you can't really find something as simple as this. So this elderly woman, it was her practice that she would prepare this. فَإِذَا صَلَّيْنَا الْجُمُعَةَ, Sahal bin Sa'd says, when we would read Jummah Salah and leave after Jummah Salah, نُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهَا, we would make salam to her and she would present this food to us. Like I said, we've run out of time. Little discussion that's attached to this hadith, inshallah, will continue. SubhanAllah.